Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, my Blog Talk Radio community, as well as the those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get-organized. Well, we're continuing our spring clean theme, and tonight is Spring Clean Your Body with Caroline Sutherland of The Body Knows, who is also a podcast host here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing some tips in my Taylor's Tip Time, as well as my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, as well as my product suggestion, I believe, for the week. And before I share the interview with Caroline Sutherland, because at this time Caroline is also doing something else, so I pre-recorded my interview. But before I bring her on and share with you her bio, I went on Food Educate, and I found some very interesting statistics. 60 billion each year are losing weight, 60 billion people. And 75 million Americans are actively trying to lose weight each year. So it's a big problem, which is why I wanted to bring a different perspective by bringing on Caroline Sutherland, who can help you really not only lose weight, but really change your habits and how you feel about food. So Caroline Sutherland is a medical intuitive, author, radio host, teacher, and innovative leader in the field of nutrition and energy medicine. Caroline Sutherland is a popular author of the Body Knows books, has a vast clinical background as an allergy testing technician and environmental medicine, which is where her intuitive gift developed. Caroline's father and grandfather were both medical doctors. As a child, the blueprint of her family lineage created important seeds for her future as career as a medical intuitive. For over three decades, she has lectured internationally, and her intuitive impressions positively impacted the lives of thousands of people. And I have personally been a guest, just sharing some of my tips in her programs to the people who go through her program, because there's a relationship. You know, when you start getting and losing, thinking about healthy eating, you want to really kind of get rid of the stuff in your home and your life. So now I'm going to be sharing with you my interview with Caroline Sutherland. Well, listeners, it is spring. We're spring cleaning our closets, our homes. Well, now it's time to spring clean our bodies with our guest, Caroline Sutherland. So hello again, Caroline.
It's wonderful to be with you, Janet. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I am so happy to have you here. So, Caroline, we're talking about spring. So what is the importance of detoxing our body, spring cleaning our body?
Well, you know, I think it's really a powerful thought that everything we eat, everything we come in contact with, everything that we're breathing enters our system in one way or another. And I like to host a 7-day detoxification program 3 times a year on my website, carolinesutherland.com, because I think it gives people a great way to do something called detoxify, which for a lot of people can be a bit of a mystery. They think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to do some fasting, or we're going to take some nasty-tasting herbs and do some kind of odd pill thing for 5 days or 7 days. But I think what a detoxification program does, if it's set up correctly, the way I do it with food, with plenty of food for people, certain foods, but plenty of food, then what it does is it orients the compass point, rather like what you do with the decluttering, you know, starting with your junk drawer and moving to something else. Instead of taking the thought of the whole entire, you know, clearing up the house and the cupboards and so forth all at once, take it step by step. So what I do with this, because I give people food, they're already eating food. They just switch out the foods a little bit and change things around. Then they start to feel better. So there are certain detoxification pathways that should be supported when you're doing an actual detox program. In other words, the liver, the lymph, the digestive system, and the kidneys do need to be supported. And I think that's a super important part of the plan. But the body has phenomenal wisdom. And if we've been eating crazy stuff and drinking things and smoking and goodness knows what we've been doing, the body knows what to do. And I love that. And it doesn't take long, 2 or 3 days, a person starts to feel better, their pain backs off. And when these toxins are cleared out, and that is done through these waste channels like the digestive system, the colon, the kidneys, and the lymph and the liver. When that is done, the person's energy comes back. They can see more clearly. They have more intuition. They access their spiritual guidance. So it really is a wonderful thing to do, and it's all done easily with food. And that makes it simple for people and, you know, I want to say enjoyable for people. So that's my take on it. It's kind of like the spring cleaning. Do the spring cleaning with the body, but don't do it really stringently. Do it in a nice way with the right kinds of food.
And that's what I like about your program, because you take into consideration things beyond the food. And I think, you know, with the dieting and the fasting, it's always focused on the food. But as I was listening to you, you think about our entire body, our liver, our kidney, our other organs. How does the spring detox, your spring detox, differ from the dieting and the fasting that people do?
I know. I feel so sorry for them. Oh, my gosh. It's just so stringent. And I don't believe in fasting. I mean, there are some spiritual disciplines where fasting once a week or fasting here and there can be very useful. And I don't get involved in what people would like to do around that, because that's their own personal preference. But I disagree with fasting. I think it's very hard on the body, especially the pancreas. And we here in the Western societies have a lot of pancreatic issues. We have so much adult onset type 2 diabetes. We have a lot going on in our culture. 60% of people in our culture are overweight or even obese. So if you start stripping food away and not giving that pancreas a steady supply of protein, people can go into a pre-diabetic state, which is called hypoglycemia, and I don't like that. So I disagree with fasting. I disagree with these cleanses that people can go and get at a health food store, a cleansing kit, where they take some bad-tasting herbs and have to have a stringent diet for 5 or 6 days, and then they go right back to eating the same old way before they did the cleansing kit. And then some of the problems with that are doing cleansing kits back-to-back. In other words, a kidney cleanse, a liver cleanse, a colon cleanse, back-to-back with no let-up in between. I think is also very damaging for the body. So I love it. I give the people plenty of food and I give them permission. You can have any of this food in any amount at any time of the day or night. And people say, oh, that's fantastic. I love that. So we take out the no-no foods, the obvious no-no foods that people are consuming, and we give people lots of other food to give them plenty of choices, and they can mix and match and do things. They can have combinations that would seem a little bit unusual, you know, first thing in the morning for breakfast or even late at night, but they love it and they get used to eating correctly, and that I think is setting them on a straight course.
And wow, I didn't even know people were doing the back-to-back-to-back cleansing. Wow, that could be, I mean, in my mind, it tells me that's not good for a body, period. I didn't realize it. Wow. And I'm really glad that you touched on the part about the fasting because, you know, I have been in cultures and in churches where they have fasted, but I, Caroline, have really been aware of what I should be fasting from. And like you said, the protein, that is a key to every diet, but also now a lot more, they're coming a little bit more different with the fasting instead of the food. Now they're like, well, let's do the TV. Let's do social media. So I'm glad you really touched on
that. I think that kind of fasting from spending money or social media or doing who knows what, staying up late, I think that's a huge, big thing. Get to bed early. People should be getting into bed. They should be in bed, lights out, between 10 and 10:30 every night and getting a decent night's sleep. Wake up with the dawn, fresh in the day, and fasting from late night prowling around on the internet and, you know, washing curtains and ironing sheets and so forth. That who knows if people do that, but just the crazy stuff at night because the body needs to rest and we need to get our clocks set up with the, you know, the rhythms of the earth. I think that's another important thing. So that kind of fasting, I totally agree with. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So now you talked about your detox that you do it 3 times a year. You have it offered 3 times a year?
Spring coming up on the 19th of April. Fall takes place middle of September. And then right after the holiday time, after Christmas, we have another one. And this one, this April, is a 2-for-1 special. So when people register, and the price is $99 for the 7-day program, and it goes up on April the 1st, which is coming up in 3 weeks. So if people do register, they can put in the message box their friend or their family member who's going to do the detox program with them. They pay $99, and it's for 2 people, not just one, so it's great.
Oh, that is wonderful, because I think a lot of times the support, just having the support of another person in something like this really helps you and motivates you to maybe achieve a little bit more than you would by yourself. So that is fantastic. Did you hear that, listeners? If you do it for $99, you and a friend or a family member can join in on that. So, Caroline, for people who are thinking to themselves, I may not be ready, I'm not sure if I'm ready for the strength detox, what is one thing you could do to encourage them, but also to sign up, but also maybe something just to encourage them on a journey to better health? Because I think sometimes we don't realize until we get a certain age where we think about all the stuff that we ate when we were teenagers or in our 20s that it is something that we constantly have to look at and really pay attention to is our health and what we're putting in our body, in our mouth.
Well, I think, first of all, I think a good, solid coaching program, the way that I offer it, I think is a great start for people. The second plus is there's plenty of food. There's no deprivation. There's plenty of food. So that's really helpful. The third part of it is when you look at the body, all major diseases start from a toxic body, all the way from Alzheimer's to, you know, arthritis, and even down to cancer. There's a toxic element that is involved in those major label diseases. And people, through my coaching, and I've been at this for now, you know, 35 years, I'm into my 35th year, when people understand the principles behind having this detoxified body or this supported body, strengthened body, they realize, oh, well, isn't that interesting? I'm not giving the environment for a serious labeled disease to manifest because I have this less toxic body. So it's a start for people. I have many people who come onto my detox programs a couple of times a year, not just one time, but they might do the spring one and then they might do the one right after the holidays. They know that they're going to feel better in 7 days and get a new lease on life. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. And people lap it up and they enjoy it. And it's not difficult. There's great coaching. And this time, not only are you, bless your heart, going to do our decluttering and organizing segment, which I really enjoy, but we're also going to be doing emotional block clearing because there's emotional blocks as well. And there's a special segment that's going to be devoted to visioning, thinking, not necessarily thinking, but letting that part of us do a little bit of a vision, just a forward thinking. What's my vision for my life? What am I thinking about? What am I planning? What's on my dream board? And we're going to do a visioning segment, and that's going to be the Sunday program. We start on a Wednesday, and then we touch base again on Friday, and then on Sunday we're going to do the decluttering and organizing, and then we're going to do the visioning. So it's wonderful when you think of these additions that come to the program, and people really love it. And boy, if people aren't detoxifying now, they're going to have to do it sometime later on, and they sure don't want to do it because they've got some kind of health diagnosis. So it's really great to do it.
Yeah, and it is. And I think people really, you know, once they do it, because I just love hearing, you know, when I'm on the calls with your group and how people are feeling better and how they are just realizing the benefits of really traveling down that path to eat a lot healthier, be more conscious of what they put in their bodies and in their mouths as well. So that's wonderful. And I always get inspired for you, and I'm always thinking about you. Because a couple of weeks ago, I was in organizing a woman's bedroom, and I realized why she was having all the issues she was, because the closet doors were open. She barely could sleep in the bed because of all the clutter, and there were just so many other things. And I was like, you could really transform your health if you would just clear this stuff up in here. So you inspire us all, Carol.
Yes, don't you love it about the open closet doors, because the subconscious takes in a million bits of information per second. So your subconscious, not consciously, but this is all running beneath the surface, takes in a million bits of information into your subconscious mind every single second. So whatever's going on in your bedroom is so important, because if the closet doors are open, you're reminded subconsciously about your hours at the office or sitting on the bus or, you know, who knows what is kind of, you know, energetically coming out of that closet while you're trying to go to sleep, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I make sure I close my closet doors. I don't have a TV in my bedroom, so I don't have to worry about, you know, putting, you know, how you said, the towel over it, so I don't have no TV in the bedroom. So I'm very conscious of all of that. So thank you so much, Caroline.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that was helpful. I'm so happy that that was useful for you.
Yes, it was. It's helpful for me, and I try to pass that information on to others as well. So, Caroline, how can people get in contact with you, sign up for your spring detox, and just learn about all the wonderful things you are doing?
Well, my website is easy. It's my name, Caroline Sutherland, that's Caroline Sutherland, Sutherland, carolinesutherland.com. Right there on the home page under events is the detox program, and people just need to sign up prior to April 1st. You get the early bird discount of $99. And then in the message box, when people sign up, put the name of the person. We just need their name, who's going to be joining you on the detox. And then you'll register. We'll receive that information. And then my assistant will put both of your names on our list. And then she will send you the welcome letter. And away we go. The price goes up. After the 1st of April, it goes to $125. But the two-for-one special will still hold true for that $125.
Well, did you hear that, listeners? two for one. So you and a friend, you and a family member, you've been, maybe you and your spouse, you've been thinking about doing this together. Nice little couple, little event, you know, something to do as a couple. So, Caroline, I thank you so much again for just coming and sharing your information with my listeners. And listeners, make sure you sign up for Spring Detox.
Janet, it's always great being with you. Thank you so much because you're an inspiration to me. I love it, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. That was a wonderful interview with Caroline Sutherland. And as you heard, she's having her two-for-one special. Of course, we did that a little taping a little while ago, but it's still good until April 1st, so that's two for the price of one. Now, if you go to my show page and you click on her name or you click on the website, either one, it'll take you directly there. And then tomorrow I will be posting links on my social media because it is such a great program. And I know a lot of you out there are definitely want to do some spring cleaning of your bodies because you want to live a little healthier. So make sure you check it out. And before we go to our little break, I want to share with you about my wonderful Facebook group. Because if you are fed up with clutter and chaos in your life and the stress that comes with it, then it's time for you to take the steps needed to get started on your 2017 organizing goals and projects now. And you can join me in this Facebook group because it's membership only. For $1 for 30 days, and after that, $7 a month. That is an investment that you have access to me, a professional organizer, in a group setting. So what you get, of course, you get access to the Facebook group where you can post questions, pictures, videos. One woman posted a video and just talked about how the anxiety of really organizing her linen closet, but she showed us what it looked like afterwards. Just today, someone shared with me how she organized the area in her son's room. People posted about their kitchens and the frustration, and they wanted some solutions to kitchens, linen closets, bedrooms. We have a group call coming up, and I'm going to be focusing on answering their questions in regards to paperwork because now they want to really work through that. Each week, I go on Facebook Live with a declutter challenge. Sometimes it's a challenge to throw something out. Sometimes it's just to keep them encouraged and motivated, but I do that at least once a week. And what I love about the group the most is, one, they support each other. So it's a very supportive group setting. So where else can you get group coaching for only $7 a month? So be sure to go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. And just click on the slider that says Facebook Get My Life Totally Organized Group. So I'm going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with my audiobook selection this week, as well as my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrials.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. You just go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized and get started today. And my audiobook selection for this week is Organize Your Home, The Complete Guide to Organizing and Cleaning Your Home in 7 Days, and includes 3 home maintenance plans, 3 times the home maintenance plans. And this is by Louise Harvey. And it says, organizing and decluttering, why it is necessary, how to get into a cleaning mindset, where do I begin, how to start organizing your home room by room, 3 home organizing plans, and much more. So this is, it says, unlike 70 years ago when mom stayed home, today most families require both
partners to work with kids, schools, parents, extracurricular activities, and other challenges, we have little time to worry about our homes. So that's why this book was written. Again, it is Organize Your Home, the Complete Guide to Organizing and Cleaning Your Home in 7 Days with 3 Home Maintenance Plans by Louise Harvey. That is my audiobook selection for this week. Well, my tale of sip time. Spring cleaning your kitchen, because we're talking about detoxing and spring cleaning your body. Well, you know, that goes in with it. Spring cleaning your kitchen. So the first thing you want to do is you want to tackle your pantry. You want to toss the items that have expired and donate those that are still good but you just no longer want to eat and that they don't fit into your diet. Number 2, the refrigerator. Toss everything that has expired and give it a good cleaning. Sometimes it's been a while because, you know, we start in November, December, we shove all of the different goodies for the holidays. In January, we're so busy just trying to really make sure that we have enough food, at least those of us on the East Coast, for winter months. And sometimes we just don't have, like the book said, we don't have the time to do those type of chores anymore. Number 3, the dish, the broken, the cracked, tossed. And if they're still good and you don't use them, like maybe you don't entertain a play setting of 18 anymore, donate them. The pots and the pans, toss the junk and donate what you don't need. This week I actually did some donating for those of you who follow me via social media. And I actually had a rack for chickens. It was a rack that was supposed to be used to place chicken that my mother bought. She never used it, and of course I inherited everything. And I moved with that thing. I don't know how many times, and I finally decided that it was time to let it go. And last, the appliances. We have all got appliances in our homes and our lives that we bought because we thought we were going to use it. Like I remember when I first bought my first juicer. Oh, I was so excited. That thing was so hard to clean. I was so happy to give it away. So the pantry, the refrigerator, the dishes, the pots, the appliances, those are some of the things that you need to think about spring cleaning. As you spring clean and detox your body, do some spring cleaning in your kitchen as well. So those are my tips this week, the Tailor's Tip Time. And, of course, if you are in the mood for spring cleaning, but you feel you're a little overwhelmed with your project, well, you know, be sure to check out my virtual sessions because I have some specials running. You just go to my website at janetantaylor.com, and I can work with you one-on-one. If the Facebook group is something that may not fit your needs because you really want to work with me one-on-one, then check out my specials and my virtual sessions so I can work with you, because my virtual sessions are for people who want to do it themselves, but they really need some strategies on how to get from point A to B, how to tackle that junk room, how to tackle that closet, how to tackle that garage, or how to tackle your entire house as well. So be sure to check it out. Well, let's move on to Janet's mailbag. First of all, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook, your posts on Instagram. I want to thank all of you for following me via the Blog Talk Radio community, as well as all of those who will follow me via Periscope. I didn't do a Periscope this week, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what I was up to in a few minutes. But I want to thank all of you for your comments. I read your comments, and I appreciate each and every one of you who are following me. I'm getting excited because I want to launch a few new things. I haven't done the newsletter in a while, but I'm taking a little break from that and just refocusing my energies right now. So just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Well, tomorrow Today is Monday. You know what tomorrow is. It's off to Tuesday. So I want you to toss out those empty spice jars and organize what's left. Yes, let's organize our spice cabinet. Tomorrow is my toss of Tuesday. That's my toss of Tuesday tip for tomorrow. My app suggestion is Cozy. It's a family organizer, and you can do your shopping list, your grocery list, your to-do list. And the app lets you manage it all. So I thought that would be appropriate as you're spring cleaning and really looking at your diet. What a great way to keep it all organized. Your product suggestion is my XO Good Grit. It's a 10-piece pop canister set from the Container Store. When you decide you want to make your meals, prep your meals, do your meal planning, what a great way to have those items in your kitchen. And my repurpose suggestion is repurposing candle jars and using them for a lot of different uses throughout your home as well. So with my app, my product, and my repurpose suggestions, you can always find them in my Pinterest page at Janet M. Taylor. And, of course, I have a board for apps that will help you stay organized, a board for products that will help you stay organized, and a board for repurposing items as well. So be sure to check it out. And if you aren't following me via Pinterest, be sure to sign up as well. So my quote for this week is, don't confuse your path with your destination. Just because it's stormy now doesn't mean that you sunshine. And I know a lot of you may be wanting to organize your homes and your lives, and you go into the room and the closet and the drawer, and you just feel so overwhelmed, and you just don't know where to start. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, you have to take one day at a time. You have to take one drawer at a time, one pile at a time, one closet at a time. So not to overwhelm yourself. And, you know, time yourself can take, or give yourself an hour if that's all you can think you can take. And segment your projects as well. So not to overwhelm yourself, which is why I suggest you, you know, for people who really want to do it themselves, to, you know, jump on and just sign up and be a member of my Facebook group, because I have seen those women are kicking clutter literally in the butt. They have organized linen closet. Some of them now are moved in the kitchen. Some are working on their paperwork. But they are really interacting with each other and encouraging each other. And I feel that when you are going through your clutter and you want to get rid of your clutter, sometimes you need to have that support you need. But just because it's stormy now doesn't mean that you aren't headed sunshine. Just because you feel like your house is full of clutter does not mean that next year this time your house can't be organized, that you can't have an organized home. You can't better manage your time. You can't have that organized life that you want to live. Last week, I had a leak, as a lot of you may have seen on my Instagram account. I had a leak, and I had a choice. I could have sat here and just wallowed in self-pity because I had a leak, but because I know I've been in a home, been in those old homes, and those leaks can be almost devastating. But as I took everything, because the way the leak was, it was on a wall between my living room and my kitchen, so therefore my cabinets were on the other side, so I had to take everything out of the cabinet. And as I sat here and looked at everything in those cabinets, I asked myself the question I asked so many clients before, am I really using all this stuff? Which made me write my blog. When life handed me lemons, I got organized. And that's what I did. I got organized. I went through those dishes and silverware and pots and pans, and I really decided what I needed to keep. And as I said, I got rid of the rack. I actually donated it because it was brand new. I came across some lids to pots that I don't even longer own. I came across a cracked cover for a tray, got rid of that. And I'm actually going to repurpose my picture that I use for iced tea. I'm going to repurpose it and use it to water my plants. So when that storm came, and you can follow the storm, inconvenience, I said, okay, how can I turn this around? And actually, it got me in the mood. And I can tell you, as somebody who has been organizing other people for over 23 years, when I started organizing myself, and I am organized, but when I started, like, going up and really thinking about what I need in my home, my life, I no longer needed a 7.5-foot Christmas tree or all the decorations that went with it. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I got rid of all of my mother's decorations, all of her Christmas, no, because I can use those. I can put those in a beautiful, clear vase and have them decorate my home because I'm not ready. And that's what I'm telling you. Everything you're not going to want to go through, get rid of, but some of the stuff you are. And I was just felt so good to walk in my walk-in closet and not see that big tree there anymore. And if you go to my social media pages, you will see, specifically my Instagram page, you will see I took a picture of Restore. They are an awesome organization. It's part of Habitat for Humanity. And they took my Christmas tree. My neighbor and I, we were just on a mission on Saturday. She got rid of a Chase lounge. She got rid of a headboard. She got rid of a microwave cart as well as a TV cart. And she said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe how much, because she came from a large house, and she's downsizing like a lot of us are. So sometimes maybe you need to get a buddy. Get a buddy who wants to get organized just like you do, and just you do it together. And we did it together because we thought that since he was going to come here, he might as well make it a two-for-one, just like Caroline's two-for-one special. So I hope this encourages somebody out there that I am on this journey with you. I am slowly downsizing things in my home and my life because I walk around here and realize, wow, I don't need that. I'm not using that. So again, you know, join the Facebook group, become a member, or reach out to me, and, you know, you can have some one-on-one sessions with me, and I can help you on that journey to living an organized life. Well, next month, I'm excited because we're kicking off with Mental Clutter with Sarita Washington. Then we're going to be learning how millennials can stay organized. And, of course, I will be coming to you with just some general spring organizing tips to clear out clutter. And then we're going to end the month in April on how to organize a person or help somebody to organize when there's been a death. And that is one of the hardest things. You know, my mother passed, I had support. So sometimes going through that stuff and getting rid of all that stuff can be a challenge, can be overwhelming. But we have Rowena List who's going to be coming back and sharing with us how we can do it, how we can manage it, and how we can do it without becoming overwhelmed. So please, you know, check out what we've got coming in the month of April. Don't confuse your path with your destination. Just because it's stormy now doesn't mean that you aren't headed for sunshine. And I definitely want to encourage you to check us out next week for some mental clutter, clearing out our mental clutter with Sarita Washington. And tomorrow, throw a spice or two out. You might have an empty spice jar in your cabinet. So Let's toss it and get rid of it. Well, I definitely want to thank you so much for listening. And, of course, be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, as well as your social media. And I would love to hear from you. I really would love to hear from those of you who are listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Park Coalition Radio and Overcast.fm, as well as Google Play. I would like to hear from you and know where you're from. Are you from the United States? Are you listening from another country? I would love to hear from you. So go to my website at janetuntil.com and fill out the contact form, or just, you know, post something down here in Blog Talk Radio. Well, until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.